Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 58 for Monday, September 14th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished stronger on Monday, enjoying support from gains in U.S. soy, while the Canadian dollar was slightly lower, which made canola slightly more attractive to buyers overseas. Canola was up $1 to $2, with the November contract up $1.50 at $471.30 per ton. Chicago soybeans ended higher, which helped to underpin canola, along with strength in the vegetable oil market. Short covering was a feature of the morning's activity, while the near-term November contract seemed to find a support level around $470 per ton. Reports of frost in western Canada also were very supportive for the market. However, looming harvest pressure capped the upside, while some traders took profits right before the close. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all on traded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 9 cents higher, with the November contract coming in at $8.83 per bushel. The soybean market was lifted by technical buying in the wake of Friday's trading session. A report from the USDA predicted larger year-end stocks of soybeans than initially thought. The USDA also lowered its estimates for world soybean supplies and near-term domestic supplies. Pressure on prices is likely on the way, though, as South America continues to export its crop. Corn futures were up 6 cents, with the December contract coming in at $3.93 per bushel. Corn is seeing a rally today after the USDA lowered its forecast for U.S. corn yields in the fall. That means a reduction of U.S. production was bullish for prices. However, Brazil and Argentina both still have a lot of supplies to sell, which dragged at prices a bit. Wheat was up 16 cents, with the December contract checking in at $5.01 per bushel. Reports of a recent frost across Brazil lifted prices. The freeze apparently happened during a key growing period for the South American plants. Brazil may even be forced to import some supplies to make up for the shortfall. However, the USDA also lowered its outlook for U.S. wheat due to the strength of the U.S. dollar. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, September 14th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.